It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the folks at Mystic Lubricants. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. I remember so vividly the tour I took a few years ago of the Mystic Lubes plant in Chicago here. It's just a little bit north of Midway Airport, right up there, I think, along Cicero Avenue, somewhere in that neighborhood. The thing I remember was the care being taken to make sure that the product that arrives at your farm is of the best quality it can possibly be, so that it performs in a superior fashion in protecting your equipment. They pull samples as that product is coming off the line, and they take it into the laboratory for testing. That's part of the care for you folks who trust your equipment to the dominating performance and protection of Mystic lubricants, like Mystic's JT5 Universal Trans Hydraulic Fluid, specially formulated to provide dependable gear wear protection, brake chatter control, and oxidation resistance. Lubrication domination, they call it. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to mysticlubes.com. It's spelled M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. In case you missed that statistic yesterday, when the president signed into law the federal opioid drug bill, 70,000 people died of drug overdoses last year, and more than two-thirds of those, 49,000 deaths, were attributed to opioids. Among other things, this new law will provide research money to find new drugs for our pain management, drugs that won't be addictive. From this week in agribusiness, animal health officials are on the watch for African swine fever. As I heard earlier this week, when I moderated a panel for the United States Animal Health Association, there is currently no vaccine or treatment available for that ailment in hogs, and it's unlikely that an effective vaccine will become available to aid in the control of an outbreak. That view was expressed by the director of the Swine Health Information Center, Dr. Paul Sundberg, and he says this increases the importance of rapid detection and aggressive measures to stamp out infected herds if African swine fever shows up here. It's been in China, and it's also been in parts of Europe. A Tennessee doctor has retired her medical license after it was discovered that she borrowed a hefty loan from a longtime patient, borrowed $300,000. Then, according to state discipline records, turned around and diagnosed the woman with dementia so she wouldn't have to repay the loan. The 79-year-old doctor now insists she was set up by a vindictive patient who had also been a longtime friend. That buzz you might have heard coming out of central Indiana last night could have been the sound of smartphone clicks as young people of the FFA at their convention in Indianapolis lit up the social media. Some 50,000 were there. Now, that was students, advisors, and chaperones watching Garth Brooks, whose career with a 9-year hiatus has spanned more than a quarter of a century. Garth is loving his second time around. At his concert the other night in South Bend, he told the Indianapolis Star, "There's a level of gratefulness I can't explain." He said, "It's like eating dessert every day." That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the folks at Mystic Lubricants, helping you farmers with lubrication domination. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.